You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, and welcome to the Science of Pterogenesis. Episode 1, Origin Story. Hey folks, my name is Alexander Nguyen. I'm the founder of Edgeworks Entertainment and the creator of the indie terraforming game Pterogenesis, which has gotten over 14 million downloads on iOS and Android. This is the first episode of our new podcast, The Science of Pterogenesis. In this series, we'll be diving into the ideas behind Pterogenesis, both as a game and as a representation of the real possibilities of hominization, terraforming, and space exploration that humanity may be undertaking in the far and not so far future. We'll be discussing the real science that underpins the gameplay, what aspects were altered from reality, and why. In this first episode, I want to take you all through the story of how Pterogenesis came to be in the first place, what stories and products help inspire it, and why realistic science was a part of the design from day one. In the episodes to come, we'll start diving into the mechanics of terraforming, some of the subsystems in Pterogenesis, such as natives and the biosphere, how we chose to represent dozens of real-world planets and moons, and even how we decided on the correct terminology for several concepts that, for now, are only theoretical. The earliest origins of Pterogenesis can probably be traced back to when I was a teenager and first started playing Alpha Centauri. I've always been a fan of strategy games, and Alpha Centauri blew me away on a number of levels. I loved how the factions were based on ideology rather than nationality. I loved the narrative aspects of gameplay and the world building that was tied into everything from the tech tree to the victory conditions. And I loved how culture influenced your gameplay strategies. But most of all, I was fascinated by the idea of terraforming. In this game, you could not only land on an alien planet, you could alter its ecology, strike a balance between native and Earth-based life forms, raise and lower the sea level, and even build and tear down mountain ranges. It added a whole new level of gameplay. But the one thing that always stood out to me was that these mechanics were always optional flavor for the player. They were never tied into the actual goals of the game. Fast forward a few years, and I started reading the Mars Trilogy. These books by Kim Stanley Robinson, Red Mars, Green Mars, and Blue Mars, were an incredibly rich depiction of the process of hominization and terraforming. Not only did it go into intricate detail about the physical processes of terraforming, it also painted a fascinating portrait of the evolving culture of Mars as it grew from a tiny outpost of 100 people into a civilization of millions. Where Alpha Centauri showed me the gameplay potential of terraforming, the Mars Trilogy made me fall in love with it. Time went on, and I always assumed that someone would make a video game about terraforming. It existed in small ways in games like Master of Orion, but it rarely ever rose to the level of Alpha Centauri. Usually it was just a one-step action. Terraform the planet. It'll cost you 500 gold, and it'll take 7 turns. This, to me, totally missed the point. Terraforming is a complex and fascinating process. Why would you just gloss over it? It would be like making a flight simulator and then focusing on the in-flight meals. In the meantime, I was working on getting into the film industry. I'd made some short films in high school that had gone on to win several film festivals, and I made a 20-episode machinima series called The Codex, which got over 90 million hits in 2005. From there, I went off to USC Film School and spent all my time writing scripts and developing side projects. Along the way, I also learned to be a web developer to make a little extra cash, and eventually that transitioned into learning how to make iOS apps. Before long, I was developing little simple concept apps and putting them up on the App Store, and eventually I even got a regular job as a developer. And through all of this, I kept thinking about that terraforming game. There was still nothing like what I saw in my head, but it seemed like such a huge undertaking that I never quite got started. Then, I saw a trailer for The Martian, a movie based on the book by Andy Weir. A story about exploring Mars, even technically colonizing it, and the whole thing was based on real science. I realized that if there was ever going to be a moment for my terraforming game to find an audience, it would be during the release of The Martian. The only problem was, it was coming out in a month. So I got to work. I already published 24 apps on the App Store, not including those for my office jobs, so I learned how to work very quickly. I spent a solid month of evenings, nights, and weekends working on what would eventually become Terra Genesis, hoping to have it ready by the release date of The Martian, which was October 2nd, 2015. And you know, I actually pulled it off. I had a version of Terra Genesis ready by the day, but in the meantime, something funny had happened. I'd started to realize just how much fun this game could be if I really did it right. So instead of releasing it, I went back to the drawing board. I spent another 10 months refining the design, roping my friends into being beta testers, deepening the science and the realism, and polishing everything I could. I filled it with as much real science and as much humanity as I could, and I stripped everything else out. And on July 16th, 2016, sitting on a couch with my wife in Christchurch, New Zealand, and holding my 11-inch MacBook Air, I opened up the App Store control panel and hit release on version 1.0 of Terra Genesis. And my life changed forever. That does it for the first episode of The Science of Terra Genesis. Be sure to subscribe for more episodes where we'll be diving into the making of the game and all the real science included within it. In the meantime, you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Reddit, Discord, YouTube, everywhere, really. You can also check us out at edgeworksentertainment.com and terragenesisgame.com. And if you haven't played it yet, be sure to check out Terra Genesis. It's a free download on iOS or Android and coming soon to Windows. Thanks.